John Hancock. Watch the program, Point Sublime. Point Sublime. Presented by the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Starring Cliff Arquette and Mel Blanc, Point Sublime is written and produced by Robert L. Redd. Point Sublime. In just a moment, we'll bring you the human story of a fellow named Ben Willett. But first, meet your friendly John Hancock agent.
Say, most of us have some pretty bright hopes for the future, don't we? The hope that we may own that home someday, take that dreamed-up journey, or send that son or daughter to college. And hopes do become realities, you know, if we make a sound and practical plan to take care of them. Like the new John Hancock Personal Security Plan, which also serves to protect the future of those you love, if you should no longer be here to support them. And it may cost less than you probably think to provide just such a sum. So you see, the new John Hancock Personal Security Plan serves a twofold purpose. Helps safeguard your family's future, and helps protect your own security. So why not ask your friendly John Hancock agent for the complete details?
For the human story of a fellow named Ben Willett. It's a beautiful warm April morning in Point Sublime. The doors and windows of Ben's store are wide open. Mooney is just coming in.
Yeah. How do you like this weather, Mooney?
Oh, it's a swell day, huh, Mr. Willett?
Oh, yeah. Spring in the air. Spring in the air.
Nah, I'd like to see you do it.
Never mind. Hey, where you been, kid?
Oh, over to Elizabeth Thayer's place. She's making it to her new beauty parlor. Say, I just heard a new moron story.
I'm not interested. Elizabeth's running the other half of the empty building next to Alvin Green's barbershop, I hear.
Yeah. Say, do you know what happened to the moron who took the streetcar home?
When Elizabeth's going to get that place of hers opened up, is really... What happened to the moron who took the streetcar home?
His mother made him take it back. Say, you know those white painters' overalls hanging in the back storeroom, Mr. Willett?
Yeah, what about them?
Well, can I borrow them today, huh?
Yeah, sure. What for?
Well, can I borrow the overalls and buy a gallon of pale pink paint at cost and have the rest of the day off, huh?
Yeah, what's this all about?
Oh, Elizabeth's in an awful mess over there. She's trying to get fixed up and moved in. I'd like to help her some.
Well, seeing Elizabeth's such a nice little gal, I think I'll grant your request, kid.
Well, thank you, thank you. Hey, you sure are a wonderful man. I wish I wasn't so upset today.
Yeah? What's got you upset?
Girls. In the springtime, they chase me.
Oh, now cut it out. How many girls you got chasing you now?
Well, let me see. One, Elizabeth.
Only Elizabeth, huh?
Yeah, but she chases me.
Oh, she does not. You ought to be careful how you talk. She loses interest in you.
Oh, yeah, that's okay by me.
Hey, you come high with bar never.
Yeah, the bride and groom to be.
Oh, gee, look at her. Doesn't Evie look lovely in a little flowered spring dress?
You really love her, don't you, Mr. Willett?
Be quiet, man. Come in.
Good morning, Dad.
Hi, Mr.
Willett.
You heard anything about the things you ordered for our honeymoon cottage, Benny?
Well, Big Batch of Linens came in this morning, Howie. You want them now, kids?
Let's leave them here, Howie, till the entire order is complete.
Whatever you say, my dear. You're the boss of the household matters. I'll boss the purse strings.
Oh, he makes me so seriously ill.
What's that, young man?
Go on, Casanova. Go get your overalls and paint together.
Yeah, I will. But you don't have to kid me now.
What's eating Mooney today?
Spring. The sap is starting to run in his veins. I think he's in love and he doesn't know it.
He's the fair again.
Yeah, who else?
Say, Ben, you and I are in a jam.
Now what have I done?
I refer to the Point Sublime Spring Cleanup Drive.
Doggone it, Evelyn. If your women's club wants to put over a thing like that, why don't they do it themselves? Whenever there's a dirty job of separating citizens from their cash, I get called on.
Drive started last week, Benny. How'd you make out?
Oh, not good. Oh, I collected $209.25.
Our goal is $500.
I know.
Here, Benny.
What's this?
I'm too busy to do any actual door-to-door soliciting, but I can make your task a little easier by making a second donation. Here, take this $20 bill.
Well, gee, Howie, thanks.
Why, that's $45 you've contributed so far, Howie.
I thought you'd be pleased, my dear. I want to see our little town trim and neat.
You appointed Greg Tyler your assistant, then. Has he made any collections?
$18.25.
Well, that's not much of a showing.
Well, he's got his own worries these days. There are new babies due.
Oh. Helen expected it 3 days ago.
Yeah, Webb's awful worried.
I know. Oh, but Ben, I'll just be so embarrassed if you can't raise our total.
Yeah, I'm doing everything I can. See, how come you say that you and I are in a jam?
Oh, it's Hattie Hirsch.
Hattie?
She knocks everything I try to do at the woman's club.
I'll bet you didn't even get a 50-cent contribution out of Hattie.
Well, I haven't seen her. I haven't asked her, but I will. Well, I'll get $15 out of her. Well, I'll make that old bat donate $20 for I'm through with her.
How? How? Yes, how?
Yeah, I don't know. But I will, you see.
Well, speak of the devil, up she pops. Look.
Oh, no. Hattie Hirsch is coming.
Well, I'm glad she's coming. Just watch how I get a sizable contribution out of that old gal.
I wish I could slip out the back door.
Well, you can.
Hey, look at her waddle up the walk. She looks like the super chief on the loose.
She's been hot, heaven.
Hello, Evelyn.
Hello, Hattie.
Oh, isn't it romantic springtime? And you two lovebirds will soon be in your own little honeymoon nest.
Oh, stop that, Hattie.
What are you blushing for, McBriar?
I'm not blushing.
Oh. Well, Evelyn, how's your little plan to trap the people's pocketbooks coming?
Nicely. There are so many willing citizens interested.
I don't believe it.
Hattie.
Don't you start on me, Ben Willett. I can read your mind.
But you don't.
Yes, you're not going to get a cent out of me. I'm no sucker.
Yeah, but you see, Hattie...
Now, wait on me. Came in this store for 2 cans of tomato juice.
Yes. Have you noticed how beat Horace really looks over in the city park?
He looked beat the day we unveiled him. He buys a kid of care of soap.
Soap. Now, Hattie, I know you're a public spirited citizen. I know that.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Ben Willett. Box of Rye Crisps.
Yes, ma'am. Now, Hattie, I am determined you will join the long list of right-thinking citizens.
Evelyn Hanover is just trying to get personal publicity out of this drive.
Why, you...
Aren't you, dear?
No, I'm not.
No, she's not.
Learning to agree with her even before you get married, aren't you, Howie?
I'm leaving before I blow a fuse.
I'm going with you.
Yeah, now wait, Evie, Howie.
So then, you're going to make Hattie contribute.
Step out, Evelyn.
Hattie Hirsch? Are you going to give me $5 for our spring cleanup fund or not?
I certainly am not.
Well, you wait and see. I'll get more than $5 out of you yet.
Never. Are these my things?
Yes. Charge? Yes, charge. Take them. Go. Get.
Oh, are you mad at me, Ben?
No. Matter of fact, come to think of it, I got no cause to be mad at you, happy old scout.
Oh, well, now, Ben, that's better.
I'm sorry I got my spleen riled. You know, Hattie, when I look at you, I got to admit.
What, Ben?
You are definitely one of the best-dressed women in our town.
Oh, I'm so glad you noticed my new spring gad about dress.
Frankly, Hattie, you look like you stepped right out of a magazine.
Think so? Harper's Bazaar?
No, Poultryman's Journal.
Groceries. Just you try and get any contribution out of me, Ben Willett.
Oh, I've never been so excited.
You bat?
Hey, you didn't get a contribution there, like you said.
No, but I... Rooney, what are you dressed up like that for?
Well, I slipped on these white painter's overalls.
Oh, did you hurt yourself, boy?
I bet Elizabeth will really go for me when she sees me in these.
Oh, stop being so conceited.
Mr. Willard, I want your advice about something.
Elizabeth Payne?
Now, how'd you know?
So you really think Elizabeth Payne decided she's in love with you?
She sure acts like it.
Well, and don't act so indifferent to her. You'll spoil the makings of a fine romance.
Oh, there are other girls in the ocean.
In the ocean? Well, you quit that. Webb Tyler's coming.
See, did their little baby get here?
I don't know. I guess not.
Well, when it does, I got to send Mrs. Tyler a red rose.
Yeah, sure, Willie. Now, take a can of pale pink paint and your blush and your baggy pants painter's play suit and get over and help Elizabeth. And be nice to her.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, but no lovesick girl is going to railroad me into Romeo.
Yeah, get going. Walk the back with me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, a little bit of love, your magic spell is heavy.
Well, a kid like Mooney doesn't have too many chances to get a nice girl like Elizabeth in jail.
Hey, what goes, Ben?
How are you, Webb?
Well, Ben, I was just over to see Doc Lockhart.
Well, has he really seen him in the Vernon Hospital yet?
No, not yet. We're pretty worried. Oh, here, Ben.
Yeah? What's the circus done?
Money.
For what?
Contributions for the spring cleanup drive.
Ooh.
Yeah, I worked last night till 11:30.
Well, I thought you'd be home with Helen.
Well, she didn't want me around. Guess I made her kind of nervous.
Yeah. Well, I guess a woman at a time like this...
Doc Lockhart doesn't understand why the baby's so late.
Did you ask him about twins?
Oh, impossible, he says. I mean, he says it's improbable.
Oh, sure, sure.
So, last night I went out about 8 o'clock, went to every home on the hill, and brother, did I sell $118.45 worth.
Oh, that's terrific. And Hattie Hurst said the drive would fail.
We'll make the $500 yet.
Yeah.
You know, Ben, last night I called at Jim Resnick's house.
Mm-hmm.
His folks had gone to the movies, so we sat around, had a cup of coffee together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, in less than an hour, I'd not only collected $20 for the spring cleanup fund, but I cinched a 3-year campaign.
You mean you sold Jim an insurance policy?
Exactly. I certainly did. I explained to him that the John Hancock Personal Security Plan is the new, guaranteed things of life.
Oh, gosh, Webb.
Well, you know, friends, maybe you've set your heart on owning a home in the country someday. Maybe a business of your own, a college education for Junior, or maybe just a long, leisurely holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great dreams, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, the new John Hancock Personal Security Plan will help you make those dreams come true. And this new plan can also be used as life insurance to help safeguard your family's future if they should ever have to get along without your support. In that event, of course, they probably need at least as much money as you earn in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier than you may think to provide just such a sum. Well, you can do it if you choose by setting aside just a few dollars every week. Personal security for yourself, financial protection for those you love. And what peace of mind that will mean for you. So have a talk soon with your friendly John Hancock agent. Let him help you benefit from the 85 years' experience of New England's largest financial institution, the John Hancock Mutual Life Insurance Company. Well, I think I...
Webb!
Huh? Oh, sorry, Ben, what?
Well, I've just been thinking. You've got 2 kids now.
Yeah, 2 boys.
Well, sir, you're the kind of a guy who makes a right kind of an American dad.
Well, thanks, but I don't...
Well, I'm not wishing you any bad luck or anything.
Now, wait a minute, Ben Willard.
I just decided you're the kind of a bird who can take it. Brother, I hope your wife does present you with twins.
Oh, no, not that. No, I got all I can handle now.
Yes, sir, twins for Webb Tyler.
No.
2 of Blood Supply. While Ben Willard and Webb Tyler have been talking, August Moon has been over at Elizabeth Thayer's new place. He's already started to paint. Moody is quite indifferent and annoyingly smug.
That's an awfully pretty shade of pink, isn't it, Mooney?
Yeah, it's okay, I guess.
Oh, gee, Mooney, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, no matter.
Are you mad at me or something, honey?
Hey, you better not talk while I paint. I wouldn't want to slip.
Oh, don't paint anymore now. Talk to me. If I said anything to make you put out with me, I apologize. Mooney.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Well, don't paint. Put down the brush and listen to me.
Well, I'll listen, but I won't put down the brush. What?
Well, I came right out and told you last week when we went walking down the railroad tracks that moonlight night. And I told you in the movie Saturday when we were watching Tarzan. And I told you last night, and I told you this noon. I love you, Mooney.
I hate a woman who nags.
Shame on you, August Moon.
No, I know you're after me. I know you're trying to hook me.
Well, that did it.
Oh, yeah?
I wouldn't chase after you or any man. I've just spoiled you, August Moon, by being so frank lately about my feelings toward you, and now I'm mad.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
And I'm hurt.
Hey, now, look, I never messed around with girls an awful lot.
Well, you messed around with me.
Yeah, well.
Now, you can just take your things and go home.
Oh, now, don't get that mad, Liz.
In the future, you may call me Miss Thayer.
Oh, gee, Liz, you can't just throw me over.
I just did.
Well, don't you love me anymore?
No.
But have you forgotten all the wonderful times together? Have you forgotten how we used to pitch wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee? Well, have you?
Mr. Moon, I have just eradicated you from my life. I think you'd better go.
Yes, ma'am.
Go.
Yes, Miss Thayer. You can keep the bucket of pale pink paint.
Well, at least I got something out of this romance.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye, Miss Thayer.
Silly, I warned you.
Yes, sir.
I told you he was acting too smug and cocky.
Yes, sir.
You can't kick love in the face. You like Elizabeth, don't you?
More than any girl I ever knew.
And she likes you.
No, she's done with me. She hates me.
Well, you can't tell. You gotta try to work things around in a place where she'll openly indicate whether she still has any affection for you.
Really? Well, how'll I do that? Tell me, Mr. Willard.
Well, that can be a long process, or sometimes shorten the period by staging some kind of an act.
I can? Such as what? Tell me.
Well, sir, I should say a woman is most likely to give vent to her true feelings about a man when that man is placed in a position of danger.
Danger?
Or apparent danger. Ain't anything now. Danger. You could run out in front of a car, and just when I got up to you, I'd swerve to one side.
No. You might forget.
No, that's no good. Well, maybe we could have you run through a flaming building.
No, I don't like to run through flaming buildings.
Hey, wait.
What?
I got it. I really got it. Something safe that looks awful dangerous.
Yeah, that's the kind I like. What?
Well, I saw it done once at a carnival. We'll bury you alive, Mooney.
Bury me alive?
Sure, then you'll show Elizabeth. You see, kid, you'll be down there in a... Well, you'll be under 6 feet of sod, but you'll have ventilation.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, we'll have a stovepipe run down to you, and we can look down at you.
That sounds real dangerous, all right.
Yes, sir, we'll do it tonight. So nobody will see what we're doing. We'll take shovels and go out in that vacant lot next to the store and dig the hole. Oh, brother, just what we need to pep things up around this burg. Yes, sir, bury a man alive. Tonight, Mooney, around midnight.
Thank you.
big. Fill up the bucket and I'll haul it up. Well, we're almost done. Then we got to get in the back store and build your little pine box.
Oh, no.
Sure, we'll build over an old shipping crate. Dig, my boy. Dig for love. Solid box, all finished.
Yeah, now you're sure it's going to be fixed so Elizabeth can talk down the hole to me, huh?
Sure, I told you how I saw it worked in the carnival once. I don't get nervous. It'll work. That's why I got this 6 feet of stovepipe put together, see?
Yeah.
Now I cut this hole in the lid of the box. Pipe fits right in that hole and runs up through the ground. We'll have a flashlight down in the box. Wait a little so as we can see.
Yeah, then if Liz looks down and sees me and breaks down and cries, I'll know she really loves me, huh?
Sure.
Yes, it seems like the hard way.
Well, don't argue. Come on, now, lift. We got to tote this pine box off the lot and get you down in there and everything fixed. I got to shovel all that earth back in before daylight. Come on, lift. I'm doing this just for you.
Yes, sir. Thanks loads.
Come on. Quite beat the sun, but nobody's seen me. Better take a look down the pipe and see how Lover Boy is doing down there in his nest. Hey, Mooney. Well, turn on the flashlight so I can see you.
Yes, sir. How's that?
What's the matter with you down there? What's you laughing at?
Yeah, but my foot itches and I can't reach it.
Hey, listen, Mooney. It's almost 7:45. Elizabeth ought to be opening the shop across the street before long, and I'll watch for her and get her right over. Let her look down at you.
Gee, it'll be the first time I ever looked at the Lizzie through a stovepipe.
Maybe you'll like her better that way. Well, I'm going inside and cook my breakfast.
Your breakfast?
We are frying up some nice bacon and eggs.
Yeah, but your bacon and eggs? Hey, I'm hungry down here.
Well, I'll drop you an egg sometime. Now, stand back, folks. Don't crowd.
Benny, is it true there's a man buried down underneath here?
What's happened? Howie, Ben, is it true?
I'm afraid it is, Evelyn.
Hey, what's this piece of stovepipe sticking out of the mound for?
Hey, let me look down that pipe.
No, not yet, Howie. I want Elizabeth Thayer to be first to look down.
Mm-hmm. This is ridiculous. I demand to know what you've got buried down there.
Treasure, Evie. Buried treasure.
Come on.
I tell you what, I'll let Miss Hanover have one peek. Step up, Evie.
Yeah.
I'll take my hat off the top. There. Now take a squint.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, there's some kind of a light down there. The man.
Man.
Oh, dear. August Moon.
Really?
Buried alive. I did the job.
Ben, this is murder.
Don't take it easy, Howie.
Mooney, dear. Can you hear me down there?
Good morning, Miss Hanover.
Come on, Ben. Let somebody else have a look.
Now, wait a minute.
What is it? Has there been an accident?
Elizabeth, you've got to go away from here.
Evie, leave her be.
Something's happened to Mooney. My intuition tells me. Where's Mooney?
Hey, Liz, is that you up there?
Where'd that come from? That was Mooney.
Lizzie.
But where is he? Where is he?
Elizabeth, take a squint down the stovepipe here.
What?
Go ahead, dear. You might as well.
Well.
That's it. Look right down.
Oh, it's Mooney down there.
It sure is. Isn't it awful?
Mooney, are you all right?
No, I'm a pretty grave danger.
Well, can you breathe?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, can you move around?
When you move around, down here, there's no place to go.
Well, if you ask me, this is the bitter end.
What's the matter, Elizabeth?
Of all the nerve, this exasperates me.
I don't blame you one bit.
But, Elizabeth, I thought you...
August Moon, you come right back up here on Earth.
I can't. I'm down here in danger.
I'm not as stupid as I look. If you don't come right up here this very minute, our entire romance is off forever.
You mean you're still interested? You pick me up again.
You ought to dig yourself up, you gopher.
Oh, Liz. Hey, please listen.
Well, what?
Well,
say it.
I never got around to being paid before, but Elizabeth, I love you.
Say that again.
Elizabeth. He finally said it.
Well, now he can chase me for a while.
Oh, brother. Hey, Mooney, what'd I tell you? It worked after all.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm going over to my beauty parlor.
Hey, Nichols, digging up now, Benny?
Yeah, might as well.
Too bad you have to do it right now, Ben.
Why, Webb?
Well, you could make yourself a small fortune today. Charge people a quarter to look at the man buried alive.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to capitalize on... Hey, look who's coming. Huh? Hattie.
Yeah, puffing and a-steaming.
Elbowing through the crowd.
Let's through here. Let me through here. Then we'll... What's all this nonsense I hear?
Morning,
Hattie. I hear there's a live man buried on your vacant lot here.
That's right, Hattie.
Who is it?
Oh, I wouldn't say.
Don't anybody tell.
You mind your business, Evelyn Hanover. Who's buried here now? I demand to know.
Friend of yours, Hattie. If I was to remove my hat from the top of this stovepipe, you could look down and see.
Well, take your hat off of it.
Oh, no, sister.
I looked. I was the first to look. Then there's the fear looked. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, I peeked when Benny wasn't watching.
Very educational, Mrs. Hirsch.
Well, are you going to let me look down or not? You want to look down that stovepipe?
Well, it'll cost you, Hattie.
Cost me?
Yep, cost you plenty.
Well, you can't charge me. I'll...
You make a fuss around here and I'll kick you off my property.
No, I can't stand it another minute. Everybody else has looked but me.
Yeah?
Oh, I'll pay. I'll get the money out. How much? I can't stand it. How much, Ben?
46 and 318. The Pulitzer Blame Spring Cleanup Fund is short $98.45.
What?
You heard me, Hattie. One look down the pipe for $98.45.
Oh, dear. Well, here's my $100 bill that Henry gave me for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I've saved 5 months, but... Here.
Now, I'll give you a change later. Okay, Hattie, old girl?
Oh.
Step right up and have yourself a look at the eighth wonder of the world.
Yes, I... What?
Why, it's nothing but August moon. Help, help, let me out of here. Henry, don't let that octopus look down my stovepipe again.
I've been duped. I've been robbed. Fakers! I've never become mad in all my life, but fakers!
Come on, grab those shovels. The show's over.
Yeah, let's dig up Loverboy again. Oh, Jimmy.
Oh, Auntie Ben Willis, you slay me.
Jimmy.
Well, what is it, Ben?
It was.
Aside, just a few dollars a week, you can start now to help make your dreams for the future come true. And also have the assurance that your loved ones will be financially protected if anything should happen to you. So talk it over with your friendly John Hancock agent.